It seems to me that it's been an assault that uses every available weapon, every available tool to come after this industry, the oil and gas industry specifically, and to demonize it. And the assault, it really started, I believe, with this ESG movement, the environmental, social, and governance movement that, you know, the corporate world is looking after, but makes it very, very difficult for people in this industry to do the kinds of things that they need to do to have a successful business, because they can't get access to capital, to the much needed capital that they need to invest, to reinvest, to grow. And now that has impacted us at the pump, because when you're flourishing and that those supply and demand forces are working in harmony, then you'll have some upswings, you may have some downswings, people are used to that. But the difference today is not only are they using access to capital, but they're also using other tools such as endangered species, such as the threat of more restrictions and more regulations that really cause people to think about investing in this particular industry. And I'm going to tell you that my belief is that the energy industry and all pieces of it underpin our economy. When we have a strong energy industry, our economy is strong. When we have a strong energy industry, people, families, and businesses pay less and are able to do more, because energy really is the foundational piece for all of us.